023. Sif Hey, we're going over Sif Hey again. L'mitzvah be'inon kol shir orech ha'adas shehei avos. Let's assume for a moment the hadas has to be 3 tefachim long, minimum. Let's get a number. Yeah, okay, 2.5 tefachim, 3 tefachim, that's what we're going to see later in Shulchan Aruch Mitzvah Hashem. So we'll talk about 30 centimeters is the Chazon Ish for 3 tefachim, which is the most, the biggest. So we'll call it 30 centimeters. Call it 30 centimeters. That's like the most chumrah. So we'll call it 30 centimeters. So 30 centimeters have to be avos. Now, it doesn't have to be the top 30. In other words, ideally it should be 30 centimeters. Not 16. Understand? Likuva Baruba, which would be 16 centimeters. I don't know if it's 16 centimeters. Zion Goodland, I don't know if it could be that exact a rove. It has to be a rove Hanikar. So I don't know if it's 16 centimeters. What does he say it is here? I don't know, he doesn't give a number. Because the Mishnah Berurah says Yud Beis Gudlin. Khatima Tova, Shana Tova. I don't know if it could be, can't be like exactly over here, like I said, 16. So the Mishnah Berurah talks about 12 Gudlin. I don't know, so he doesn't give a number here. Yud Beis Gudlin, 4. So 4 Gudlin and a Tefach, so we'll say, so let's work with 30 centimeters. So that means 10 centimeters is a Tefach. And that means 4. So a Gudl is what? What's 12 into 30? No? No, not 12 into 30.
2.5 centimeters.
What?
2.5 centimeters.
Is a Gudl. So 12 times 2.5. So something's wrong. No. Oh, 12 Gudlin, I'm sorry. 12 Gudlin is taka the whole thing. So 7 Gudlin, not 6. And it was not 6.1, but 7. That's the point. Okay. Now it doesn't have to be the top. And it doesn't have to be rove of the bat. It just has to be rove of the 3. See the way in the Baruch Show. That's, yeah. So you really need, let's assume for a moment, a Chumra Dikashita, that you need Rotzuf, that you need, you add up the Rove, not by, it has to be contiguous. So that's like the Chumra Dikashita, so you'll need Lechatchila, Hidr, will be 30 centimeters anywhere along it, And what is it? 30, 17, and or 17. Now the sheet is that you don't need rotsuf. So it's a chumra that's best. It's better if it's rotsuf. Rotsuf means contiguous. It's better if it's rotsuf. Certainly, though, if one fell off and you have two left, so we had before, that's really kosher. Call him here. That's enough, okay? No, I'm talking to him. Enough. No chinuch. One cup of soda a night, okay? Total, okay? Tell everybody. Tell all the kids. One cup, that's it. They sit there like camels. They're probably not allowed to drink soda at home. So they come here, the night seder, for 20 minutes of learning, they get all the soda they want. Their parents probably say they're not allowed to drink soda. What are you thinking? I'm a mean person.
No, I'm thinking that's absolutely right. That's
how I like it. They need to be taught. They need to, the truth is, what I'm doing is not good. I'm just making a rule. I'd love to sit them down and teach them. You make a rule. Ramosha. This with our own kids, it's the same thing. Rules is not, you need rules, but it's much better if you explain to them the rules. You shouldn't think it doesn't pass. You shouldn't think it doesn't pass to explain to your kid why. It's not true. I mean, there's different shukas and chinuch maybe. I'm telling you, it's much better if you explain to them why, especially nowadays. Nowadays, unfortunately, nowadays you need to do it more. It's okay, things change. Some things change and you have to realize they change and you have to be mechanic differently. Just like the biggest gedol of mechanichim said that nowadays you should not hit a child. And they say this, things changed. Talking about even parents, coach game teachers. It changed, that's all, the world changed. And now if you hit a child, it's going to have a negative effect. It's going to have a bad effect. So there's nothing wrong with explaining to your children. You have to be firm. They don't have to agree. So that's what people mix up. If you tell them they have to, they should explain, so they take that to mean the child has to agree. The child doesn't have to agree. He doesn't have to say, yes, I agree. It's fact that I have to go to sleep at 8 o'clock, yes. He doesn't have to agree, yeah. But he should tell him there's a reason. You're not just... So here, I didn't do that. It's not so good, but I want them to understand. I would rather they should understand why I'm being so mean to them. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. The Brewers have cut me dollars. No. Ishbabura Sivkotan Yud Ches, Ulikuba Barubo, Hainu Shahadas, Sheshiuru Hulo Yosar Miyud Beis Gudlin, 30 centimeters, Kidal Kamon Basim and Tuf Reish Nun. It might even be less. There's a good Sadan Halacha that the Shear of a Hadas is 2.5 centimeters. 2.5 tfachim. Ain Sarach Avos Bakulo. You don't need the whole bag, the whole stick of the Hadas to be Mishulush. Rag Zion Goodlin, Yehei Avos, and you don't even need it Perosho. A Chumra would be that it would be contiguous. Somewhere along that stick, you would have 30 centimeters in a row. That would be already a Chumra, a Hiddur. There's a very strong Sad in Halacha that you don't need contiguous. Very strong. But if you want to be Mahadir, be anywhere on the stick. The Chamisha Goodlin, yeah. The Chamisha Goodlin could have no leaves on it at all. Afilo Nechsel Lagamri, Shanoshru Olav. O Shalo Hoyu Avos. Dainu Shahoyu Olav Shnayim Al Gav Shnayim. O Trey Vachad. Kivet Sheruba Hoyu Avos Kosher. Why did the Mishnah Berurah say they fell off? Let's say they never grew. Let me see, he has here, like, Nashu all of us, aloha you avos, or they were never avos. What's the difference between avos or abdir or totally? I don't see a difference. Uvahadasha hoyu b'chol shir orko gimel olim b'chol kan. It was even a lachatchila dekahadas for 30 centimeters. V'noshar ola achas mikol kan berov shir orekahadas. Yesh b'zeh pluk de bein arishonah. Yes, machshirim the chimin shenisha shnayim b'chol kan ruba kukulo. Ki hechi de machshirin and benoshu mixas olav me orko shala hadas. Just like you only need rove of the 30 centimeters, right? So you also only need rove of the leaves, and it's kosher if one falls off and you're only left with two. Even though in Svara you would say, wait a second, but that takes away from the Avos. Anafetz Avos, it takes away from the Avos. So that's the Chiddush of this Machshirin, that you say Rubo Kukulo, you have 2 out of 3 leaves left. Even though you've taken away from the essential nature of what the Hadas is supposed to be. The Yesh Poshlin, that's the Pshat in those who apostle. The Sfirle Dalyan Dezer Lo Nisher Olav Shem Avos Klal. So he says, what you have to realize, let's say you have contiguous, let's say it's hard for you to find contiguous, because one fell off, and that ruins the contiguousness. So then I would say for sure, don't worry about it. Because even if that comprises the shear, the Mishnah Berurah paskins me'ikar adin, it's kosher. So he says not to rely on that, just b'shas adchak. But contiguous is a chumrah. So if it's not contiguous, taco 3. And it would be contiguous if you would count those that one fell off, I would say that's l'chadchila. You don't have to, that's not only good b'shas adchak, that you could use l'chadchila. You don't have to be so machmir, all the chumras. You could if you want to, but it doesn't have to be makom adchak to use that l'chadchila. That's my point. But of course, that's if only one came off and there's two left. But that, by the way, the coming off is, I said it last time, I'll say it again. The coming off is, you know, if you have the keshalach, Hadassim coming off is not at all, it's not at all something that, you're best off getting a Hadass with at least 17, 18 centimeters of Meshulash and making sure that part doesn't go into the Keshula. So you have at least Rov that's not getting banged around. Right. Well, you could always lower the keshikol. Just lower the keshikol. The keshikol could be very low down on the lulav. You don't have to keep it up. But you're right. You're right. I mean, your point is it's a good point. That you have to make sure you have a tefach of shedra. The dafka kishanishra kaponim shnei olam chokan. You have two left. Taviruba, but if two fell off, then it's possible to fully alma. Vim came, Bimokum Shnogan, lots of Sadasim, Shashmaim, Shnaim, we don't do that, but if Bishasat Chak, they're being signed up on 2x2, which, okay, that's unheard of by us. So, Avada, it'll be possible if one fell off. Pafilo Eina Barosho, Gagong Shemilamato, Adrubo, Yotze, Vachol, Kan, Vagan, Gimalolin. You have on the bottom. That means that you can have in the middle too. The point is not on the top. You don't have the first three tfachim of the Hadas Meshulash. But somewhere along the Hadas you have Meshulash, even contiguous. Ulamalo Noshu Olav Oshu Einenu Avos. Tamkin Kosh, Babukab the Yoshu Olav Posak Pasivches. There you need the top of the hadas to be fresh. Okay, let me go few dinim that I jotted down from other places.
Hidur hadar is pursuit.
Chazanish has the following suffix. How do you measure rove? Do you measure rove of the bad, or do you measure rove of the olin? Because let's say you have a lot of olin that are very close together. Especially you'll find by Hadassah many times towards the top. They're bunched together much more. So you could have rove of the olin, but not rove of the bad. Chazanish isn't sure. That's which is called rove. Suffolk. Okay. Let's say for the hider of kulo. Let's say you have everything mishulish. It's kulo mishulish. But you only have a shear with, you know, on the bottom there's no leaves. On the bottom there's just eights. So let's say you only have three tvachim with the eights. But there's no leaves on the bottom. By the way, remember that the three tvachim are of eights. The leaves on top that stick above the eights do not count. You have to have three tvachim of eights. There is a hider. It's not a crazy hider to be makbid that the three tfachim should be the top three. It's not a crazy hider. There are shittas in the Rishonim that it should be the top. I mean, I don't know what to call a crazy hider. You know, the Mishnah Berurah paskens you don't need it, the Ramah paskens you don't need it, so you'll say mechitesi, but trust me, that would not be a crazy chum.
They sell you aleph aleph.
It says on it.
It says
kulo chazanish rub. Usually they give you kulo. They usually have three sukim, kulo, three tfachim, and rov. Now kulo means the whole bad. If you have three tfachim. And if it's the top three, don't bother with kulo of the bad, I would say. the most you should shoot for. No, the biggest chumra, the biggest hiddur you should shoot for is three tfachim mashulish, contiguous, and like really chumra, the top three. But that's like a real chumra. And not chumra, that's like real hiddur, not really necessary, the top three. But if you want like aleph, but to go pay more, that the whole bat is mashulish, I don't see. If the top three tefachim are mashulish, that's fine. If that's the problem, then you got it easy. Just cut it. Sure. Of course.
If
it's the bottom, yeah. Sure, if it's the bottom, then of course, cut it.
That makes it more
difficult. No, yeah. You can even create rove by if cutting it'll create rove, cut it. If you're lucky and your problems are coming from the bottom, so just cut it. And if you only have rove because of the bottom, cut it. But just make sure you have three tfachim after you cut it. Three tfachim of wood. And three tfachim, let's say, you know, you want another chumra, so use the chazanish. Have 30 centimeters. Okay. Anything else that's... Yeah, rove, we said, it can't be exact rove. You can't have 15, let's say 30, you can't have 15.1. You have 17 or 18. Okay, so it's clear. Contiguous is a proper chumrah. Like that, you should really try to be machmir on. That's a worthy chumrah. Like you should pay more money for contiguous. Kol and rove. Yeah, it's kedai. Look at the lashon of the mechaber yourself. You don't need me. L'chatchila kol le'ikuva beruvo. L'chatchila b'di'evet. I mean, even though the evidence, you know, it's hard to really define what lechatchila b'di'evad means on a Torah level. I mean, the Torah wants you to do the mitzvah this way. Yes, if you do it the other way. Does Hashem annoyed at you if you didn't do it the preferred way? I guess it'll depend why. Right. He'll ask you why. Why didn't you do the mitzvah the preferred way? So if you have a good answer, okay. A good answer. But if you don't have a good answer, just you didn't care to, I assume he'll be annoyed. No? Wouldn't you be annoyed? If your wife cooked the chicken not the way you prefer, and you ask her why, she says, I didn't feel like it. So you get annoyed. You shouldn't get annoyed, but you do. But if she says, because I was busy with the kids and this and that, she says, okay. But the evidence, I can eat it, you know.
What are the implications of Hashem being annoyed?
Oh, you don't want to find out. If the scales are like this, and he's annoyed at you. So, Nochamo, the Hadas. Contiguous is better. The top is already like a shtickle super chumrah, but not a crazy chumrah, that it should be the top three. You don't really need, but the other contiguous you don't need. Rove is good. The chazanish is an important chazanish. The chazanish isn't sure if it's rove of the eights or rove of the olim. I think the Lashon is more mashma rove of the three tvachim. The Lashonis we're always seeing is rove of the three tvachim, not rove olin. Oh, no, you know, you still have the suffix. Is it rove olin in the three tvachim area? Is it rove olin in the three tvachim area on Mishulish? or is it rove of the eights in the Tritfachim area has Meshulash leaves? Because if the leaves are bunched together, so you could have rove leaves in the Tritfachim area, but maybe not rove of the eights in the Tritfachim area. So that's the Chazanish Sofek. I think the chumrah that people go crazy for is the top, to have the top three. Contiguous, we should really be makbid on. Let's see, you want to see the lashon? It's in the Bir Halacha. The contiguous issue is in the Bir Halacha. On the other side, at the very end, Bayim B'Prima Gordon, the last three lines of the Bir Halacha. Bayim B'Prima Gordon should have stopped again. Mahani Afilu Mehemu Fuzorim Ba'orecha Hadas Odafkim Hema Kolpona B'Mokim Echod Fabikuriyako Mekel Gambazeh. You could say this year you could certainly be Mekel. Okay, let's go right to what? This year is Rabbonim. We'll stop here.